Elon Musk took to where else but Twitter to say he won't let anyone who was kicked out back on until after the council meets, and that will take at least a few more weeks. He says there's going to be widely divergent views on this council, from civil rights leaders to free speech groups. Now, this comes just after Twitter took down nearly 2,000 fake accounts it says were trying to influence the midterms by weighing in on a variety of hot-button issues. Twitter says many of the accounts were claiming to be based in the US, but were in fact operating from China. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.